This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Funeral services were held in Afghanistan Saturday for victims of Friday's suicide bomb attack on a Shiite mosque in the southern city of Kandahar. That attack killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 70. Islamic State's Amaq news agency said late Friday that two of its members fatally shot security guards at the entrance to the mosque before blowing themselves up with hundreds of worshippers present. Taliban officials vowed to bolster security at Shiite mosques Saturday. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered as the victims were buried by their families. It's the second consecutive week an attack occurred at a Shiite mosque and was claimed by Islamic State. 46 people were claimed in an October 9th attack on a mosque in northern Afghanistan. The attacks are fueling concerns that Islamic State, an adversary of the Taliban as well as of the West, is enlarging its base in Afghanistan since the withdrawal of U.S. and allied troops from the country in August. A senior U.S. official says that a top fugitive close to Venezuela's socialist government has been put on a plane to the United States to face money laundering charges. Alex Saab was on a chartered Justice Department flight from Cape Verde, where he was arrested 16 months ago while making a stop on the way to Iran for what Nicolas Maduro's government later described as a diplomatic humanitarian mission. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Saab's arrival to the United States is expected to complicate relations between Washington and Caracas. It could disrupt fledgling talks between Maduro's government and its U.S.-backed opponents taking place in Mexico.